Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The Violet Hour presents.
From the case files of Wendy Morrow, this is In Another Room. Episode 6, The Dining Room.
There is a way out. I can escape. I can find a way to leave this place. Judith got out, so maybe I can too. What now? Where do I go? There must be a clue somewhere, a next step. Each room has led me somewhere, revealed something new. Now that I know, I'm listening. I'm ready. Where do I go next? The dining room. The dining room, okay. I'm here. What do you want me to see? An old radio. Torn and dirty curtains. Some shards of a broken plate on the floor. The remains of a chair. There's an old trunk in the corner. Stuck. I wonder. Yes, this is it. This trunk is associated with a notorious case from this room. The dining room in 1928. Yes, Anne and Gregory Lodge. Is this why I'm here? Is this what I'm supposed to see? Anne and Gregory. A case where the house seems to have destroyed them both. It was to be a gathering among friends. A dinner party.
It's this house. Something happened after we moved in, and Gregory, he started to forget. Small things at first, but it all escalated so quickly. Less than 6 months we've been here, and he's a husk of who he used to be. Some days, he'll look at me and won't remember who I am. Some days, he thinks I'm someone else entirely. And some days, he doesn't see me at all. He's disappearing into this house. And so am I.
But Anne, honey, what did the doctor say?
There's no stopping it. Gregory's mind is slipping away and there's nothing we can do.
But surely there's a reason.
No, nothing. The doctors couldn't find a thing. And they wanted absolutely nothing to do with my theories about this house. No, for them, it is all about coping, moving on, making the most of our remaining time. I mean, can you believe it?
Maybe that isn't such a bad idea. If things are as bad as
Don't you see? Things are worse than even the doctors know. Worse by far, and all of them refuse to listen to me when I say that this house...
Honestly, Anne, I'm worried about you. If the doctors say that there's nothing to be done, perhaps it would be better...
But the house...
It's just a house. I know you're going through a lot right now. More than I could possibly imagine,
He was fine before we moved in here. Better than ever. The only thing that changed... The only extenuating circumstance is this house. There's something very wrong here, Mom. Please, you haven't been here. You don't know how it feels.
You're scaring me, Anne. You don't sound like yourself.
I'm not myself. Don't you see? This has changed me. I go through such swings. I'm angry, uncontrollably. More angry than I've ever been before. And I'm cruel and unforgiving, and I hurt him. I know I do. I've turned into someone I don't like, someone I don't recognize. I guess it's no surprise he doesn't know who I am most of the time. I'm not sure I know myself these days either.
We'll come. Your father and I...
No, you don't have to.
It's no trouble, really.
Really, Mother, I'm serious.
We've already discussed it. We can leave tomorrow and be there.
No, I don't want you inside this house. I don't want it to get to you, too. I have to go.
Anne?
We have guests coming for dinner.
Dinner? You're hardly in any condition.
Adam and Laura, from down the street, very nice people.
Anne, please, let me help.
I have to go. I'll call you soon. Gregory, what on earth?
It slipped.
You scared me. You really must announce yourself when entering a room. I didn't hear you.
It slipped.
Oh, Gregory, that was one of my good plates. It's ruined now. Why did you... You know we have guests tonight. Everything was all set out and ready, and you've gone and ruined one of my grandmother's good plates.
The pattern.
Yes, the pattern is lovely. Or was before you...
I remembered.
You... Remembered what?
Her wedding gift. We'd moved into a tiny little house. It's hardly even a shack, and we couldn't afford furniture yet. All we had were the clothes on our backs, a couple of candles, and these plates.
That's right, Gregory. What else do you remember?
We were so happy. I remember that feeling. Warm and safe. And... Anne.
I'm right here, Gregory. And we're still happy. Still safe, if you just...
She loved these plates so much. They were her grandmother's. They were her prized possessions. I picked one up because the pattern made me remember. The pattern made me remember her. Anne. And now I've broken one of her favorite things.
That's enough of that. There's an extra one, and we'll just have to use it, won't we? It's in the trunk in the dining room. Would you get it? And please be careful.
The trunk?
Yes, the big old trunk. In the corner of the dining room?
Yeah. Yes, of course. I'm sorry, miss. I hope I haven't bothered you. I'll get the plates from the...
The trunk.
From the trunk. And perhaps afterwards I'll try and find my wife. I haven't seen her in days. Her favorite song.
Really, Gregory, you have to stop sneaking up on me like that.
I was playing at the dance hall, one of our first dates. We were both so nervous. She leaned her head on my shoulder and... Ma'am, are you okay? Why are you crying?
Do not call me ma'am. I am your wife.
No. My wife is Anne.
I'm Anne.
No. No, you can't be. I haven't seen my wife in days. You remind me of her.
Gregory, please.
Your eyes. They're just like hers. Clearest... Most piercing blue.
It's me. I'm right here. Please remember.
You remind me of her in many ways, in fact. Though nothing could match the real thing, but you have the same smile, same freckles on your cheeks. Your voice is almost right. Your hair. Why are you wearing her barrette?
My barrette? What?
That belongs to Anne. It was one of her favorites. I gave it to her on our first anniversary.
Yes, I know, Gregory. That's why
I... Take it off.
What?
Take it off. That doesn't belong to you. It's Anne's.
Really, Gregory, we have guests coming. I don't have time.
I said take it off!
Gregory, what are you doing?
You shouldn't be wearing this. It isn't yours.
Let go of me.
You stole it. You stole it from my wife.
Get your hands off of me, Gregory. Gregory, stop it.
Where is she? What have you done with
You're
her?
You're hurting me.
Tell me where she is. Tell me where she is.
Let me go.
Anne! Anne!
Gregory!
Anne! Anne!
Please!
Anne! 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 It's you.
Oh my God. Oh my God, what have I done? Gregory! Gregory, are you... Say something! Gregory, can you hear me? Are you... Oh, God. He's dead. What? What? Stop it. Stop it, please. Shut up. Shut up. What? That melody. Hello?
Anne, darling, it's Laura.
Laura?
I was just calling to let you know our sitter is late. Adam's mom, again. Ugh, she's always late. I suppose she's doing us a favor, but...
Laura, I...
Yes? Hello? Is there something wrong with the connection? Damn it, Adam, I told you that man was a crook. We haven't had a clear call in weeks.
Laura, please, I...
Oh, there you are. Oh, you sound stressed, honey. Do you need us to bring anything?
Bring anything? What are you...
I know you likely have the whole menu planned out already, but I personally find it impolite not to at least offer.
No, yes, it's all planned.
Perfect. That's what I thought. Betty should be here in the next 10 minutes, and then we'll come right over. Expect us in 15 at the very latest.
15 minutes?
Yes, Anne, that's what I said. Are you sure you don't need some help getting things ready? I could run over now while...
No, really, I'm fine. Everything is under control. I'll see you in 15.
Wonderful.
Oh, my God. 15 minutes. What? The trunk. Oh, Gregory. I'm so sorry. Gone. Hidden. I'll take him care of. It'll be fine. It's fine. Blood everywhere. Oh, God. So much blood. I gotta clean it up. I gotta get it all clean. There. Clean. Gotta get it clean.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Come in, come in.
I'm sorry we're late.
Nonsense, you're right on time. Hello, Adam. It's lovely to see you again.
Anne, dear. You look wonderful.
She looks pale is what she looks. Are you getting enough rest? You sounded rather frazzled on the phone earlier.
Oh, that, no. that was nothing. It's just, well, it's Gregory. He's sick.
No.
It came down to something just before you called, rather suddenly. It was very unexpected.
It isn't anything contagious, do you think?
Oh, no. Likely just one of those 24-hour bugs, you know.
He hasn't seen Jack Keloff anytime recently, has he?
Now, honey, there's no need
His sons have the measles, you know. Both the Keloff boys. A filthy family, if you ask me. But Minnie did share her nut loaf recipe with me last year, and it was a hit at our holiday gathering, so...
Well, you never can be certain.
You most certainly can be certain. It's either the measles or it isn't.
Or a deer.
Are you sure you aren't coming down with something as well? Let me feel your forehead.
If you'd rather postpone, I understand completely. We could reschedule for some time.
Nonsense. As long as it's not the measles, it's fine by me. I have an iron will and the immune system to match. Isn't that right, Adam?
I suppose so, yes.
Now, where is that rascal? Oh, resting upstairs, I imagine. I'll just pop up and check in on him, too.
No. I... No, he just fell asleep. Not a minute before you arrived, so I'd like to let him get some rest. If you don't mind, that is. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. He really did seem quite unwell, and I hate to see him under the weather like that. He honestly...
Yes, if you insist. Will he be joining us for dinner, or...
I'm afraid not. But we'll have a wonderful time, just us three.
Smells delicious. Oh, Gregory will be missing out.
I'll be sure to bring him up a plate once you're gone. Come in. The table's all set.
This looks lovely, Anne. Oh, just lovely. Isn't that right, Adam?
Beautiful. Yes. The pattern on these plates, quite beautiful.
Thank you. They were a gift from my grandmother. Sit. Dinner will just be a few more minutes.
I do wish Gregory could join us. Such a shame.
It really is, yes. Such a shame.
Are you sure it's nothing serious? Adam's uncle was a doctor, you know.
Most trustworthy surgeon in all of North Dakota.
So I'm sure Adam would be able to tell if...
Wasn't your anniversary just last week?
Why, yes. Yes, it was.
How many years have you been...
9 years.
That's right.
Though it feels like half a lifetime by now.
did you do anything special to celebrate?
I took her to the jail cafe.
The what?
Oh, it was a scream. A jail-themed restaurant here in town, up on Sunset. The tables are inside the cells, and the waiters are all dressed up as prisoners. Can you imagine such a thing?
Our waiter was quite committed to the role. I can't say I want to spend any time in a real prison, but it was an entertaining evening nonetheless.
Mm, you really must go sometime. Perhaps Gregory can take you. Anne, what?
Gregory?
Oh, Gregory! It's just you.
But
are you feeling better?
Much better. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. Not sure what all the fuss is about, Anne, screaming like that. You scared me practically to death, dear.
I suppose I just frightened her. I really must denounce myself when entering a room.
Come sit, join us. We were just discussing how unfortunate it was that you were feeling ill. Weren't we, Adam?
Yes, yes, the very same. Good to see you, Gregory, old chap.
Yeah, yes, lovely to see you again. Lovely to see you.
Gregory! How?
Where is she?
Who?
She should be done with the cooking by now. It isn't like her to keep guests waiting.
Who are you talking about?
My wife.
But Gregory, I'm right.
I'm so sorry. She's never late like this. Anne?
Why, Gregory. She's right here.
Anne?
Please, there's no need to yell. I'm here. I'm right in front of you.
Perhaps she's in the garden. She loves to sit beneath the apricot tree. It's one of her favorite spots.
Just what is going on here?
All right, enough of this foolishness. You're making our guests uncomfortable.
Have you met my wife? She has the most beautiful red hair and her eyes the most striking blue. I wonder where she's gone. Anne? Yeah, I'm sure she's just finishing up dinner. She's a great cook, you know. I must have gained at least 15 pounds when we first started dating. Did she ever tell you about our first date? I'm sure she has. She loves to tell the story.
You taught me to drive.
I taught her to drive. She never bothered learning. Why would she, with her brother Bill in his new car? He drove her everywhere. We ended up in a ditch.
I had such trouble switching gears.
Since only I knew how to switch gears, she had to get out and push the damn thing. I remember the way she looked when she finally climbed in the passenger seat. Her dress was torn. She was covered in dirt. And I thought it was all over then. But she started to laugh. She couldn't stop. She was in hysterics. And I knew in that moment that I would spend the rest of my life with this girl. Yeah. I'm sorry. I wish she was here. She tells it so much better than I do. And
that's enough now. Look at me. I'm standing right here.
Laura, maybe we should...
Perhaps we should leave you two.
I don't see her much anymore. I can't remember the last time I saw her. And in fact...
Gregory, please!
She has the most beautiful hair. Blonde, I think, or red. Yes, long red hair. She likes to brush it before she goes to bed.
Please, I'm here. I'm here.
Her eyes, the most striking blue eyes. She loved to sit underneath the magnolia tree. Her name was...
That's the roast. I'll run and get it.
Darling, should we...
No, it's okay. No. Gregory, will you come help me in the kitchen? We'll just be a minute.
I'm sure it's fine, dear. It's marital stress. It's nothing more. There's no need for us to butt in.
What are you doing? What is happening?
It's a dinner party.
Oh, my God. How are you here?
I came downstairs. I was feeling unwell.
Stop it. Stop it. Oh, God. I'm losing my mind. That's what it is. I just need to wake up. It's all a bad dream and nothing more. There's no way that you can be here right now. You aren't here. Not really.
Why not?
Because.
Because why?
Because I...
Because you what?
I...
Say it. Say it.
I can't.
Then I won't.
No.
Do you know what it's like to be stabbed? You got me in the abdomen, just above the belly button, or do you not remember? The skin barely held before the steel slid in. Do you know what it felt like? as the point slammed into my organs. Do you know what a person's insides look like? How tightly packed all the coils and intrails are? It was catastrophic. That one knife wound, my guts flushed with bile, with acid, gore pouring out from one organ into the next, splashing over my shoes, the floor. You didn't know there could be that much, did you? You didn't know I had so much inside. Do you know what it feels like to lose all the blood in your body? Burning, unlike anything you could imagine, as every vein singes itself from the inside out, your entire body scorched from within, as the blood pumps and pumps itself into the unforgiving light of day. You would scream now, if you were able, but the shock of it is too immense, the pain, the horror. Do you know what it's like to die? It's a nightmare.
I'm sorry.
It's hell, unending. The whole of you molten, scalding, spewing into the screaming void. This is what death looks like. The one you love. Sticking a knife in you with unseeing eyes, your pupils, bottomless pits, and falling and falling and falling into darkness, blackness. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
What's taking so long? We're starving.
Please. Oh God, Gregory, please.
Come. Mustn't keep our guests waiting.
Why are you doing this?
Ah, it looks delicious.
I'm so sorry for the wait. Here, hand me your plate, I'll serve.
Anne, dear, you're pale as death. You look as if you've seen a ghost.
I'm fine, really.
Now look what you've done.
What was that? What?
What was what?
There! Oh, God!
What is she talking about?
Can't you hear it?
Hear what, dear?
Oh, God! Oh, God!
That was one of our good plays.
Oh, God, make it stop!
Make what stop, Anne? Adam, help me clean this up.
Not to worry. I know where she keeps the extras.
Yes, where are they? I'll get it.
No!
In that trunk.
No!
Right over there.
Gregory, don't!
What is happening?
It's just over there. Right inside that trunk.
Please, please!
Go ahead. Open it.
Stop! Stop it! Make it stop! I can't take it anymore!
Anne, sweetheart!
Are you feeling unwell, darling?
Stay away from me! Don't touch me! I won't be made a fool of in front of guests. I won't be made to look crazy.
Nobody thinks you're crazy, Anne.
Listen to Laura. You don't want to cause a scene.
Shut up! Who even are you? You shouldn't be here! You aren't real!
Adam, do something!
Now look here,
Don't you see? It's not Gregory. It isn't him. Not really. It can't be. It's the house. It's the house.
Anne, what are you talking of?
He can't be here. He can't. It's the house. It wanted us out from the beginning. It wanted us gone. And so it broke him down, bit by bit, until there was nothing left but a shell. It took his memory, took his love for me, and now it's taken him. And this thing is not my husband. It's a trick. A cruel joke, a final ploy to destroy us. The house! Don't you see? It rid itself of Gregory, and now it intends to ruin me.
Perhaps we should be going.
Please, help me. What's going on?
Tell us what's going on, dear.
Shut up!
Please, can't we?
It isn't him!
He's standing right here!
I'm right here, darling.
It's not real.
Why are you saying that?
It's not him!
How do you know?
Because I killed him! He's dead! Oh, God. I can't take it anymore. I killed him. I killed him and hid him in the trunk. His blood was on my hands. Oh, my good God, I couldn't get it off. I couldn't get it off no matter how hard I washed. And then I cleaned the floor and threw away the knife and stuffed his corpse inside that trunk. Oh, God. I killed him. I killed him. He's dead. Look, he's right here.
What? It's empty. What?
Are you feeling better?
Gregory. Oh my goodness, you really must stop sneaking up on me like that.
Are you feeling better now?
Am I? Yes. Yes, I think the trunk.
The trunk?
Yes, I thought... I opened it expecting to find you inside, but...
Me? Why would I be inside the trunk?
It's really empty. Is it really empty?
You must have been imagining things.
Where are Laura and Adam?
They've left.
Left?
Yeah, it was just moments ago. They send their warmth. They said they had a lovely time. It certainly was an enjoyable evening, was it?
Was it? I don't remember.
Are you sure you're feeling okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. It's just... things have been so confused since... It all feels so strange. I don't quite know where I am. Gregory?
Hmm?
Is it really you?
Of course. Of course it is.
I can't tell you how good it feels to hear you say that. To see you again. The real you. It's over, isn't it? It's behind us now. Oh, Gregory, I'm so happy.
I'm happy too. I'm not quite sure why, I can't explain it, but sitting here with you, I can't imagine feeling any happier. I wonder why. Perhaps, because you remind me of my wife. Have you seen her? I can't seem to find her. I've been looking for days.
What is her name?
Anne. Her name is Anne.
That's a lovely name.
She's a lovely woman.
Does your wife like to dance? I myself love dancing, and this just happens to be one of my favorite songs.
It was Anne's favorite as well. She was a wonderful dancer.
Would you care to join me for a dance, Gregory?
I'd very much like that.
The dinner party never happened that night. They came inside and found the dining room covered in blood. Authorities opened a soaked trunk in the corner and found Gregory and Anne's bodies inside. She was in Gregory's arms as if he were embracing her. The grip was so strong that paramedics had to break the bones in his arms to separate the two bodies. What does it mean? If Judith wanted me to see that escape was possible, why then was I led to this room? I can see nothing in the case of Anne and Gregory but madness and defeat. A woman driven to murder by the oppressive atmosphere of this house, only to succumb to the darkness herself. Is that to be my fate? To succumb? Is that what this has all been? Some sort of a game? A trail of crumbs? A wild goose chase? Only to lead to this? It is, isn't it? Well, I won't take it any longer. I won't. I know you hear me. I know you feel me inside you, moving from room to room, playing with me like some sick game of cat and mouse. Well, I'm done. I've reached my breaking point. Stop playing with your dinner and eat me already, do you hear? Come on! What? What am I not seeing? Why am I here? I've heard this all before, but what does it mean? Why did you bring me to this room? What do you want from me? The trunk. It just opened. On its own, it... Is this what I'm meant to see? Is this...
Oh, it's empty.
There must be something. There must be something here.
Here. On the other side of the lid. The original papering is peeling back, ripped in places. There appears to be something underneath. If I could just... Come on. Come on. Something just fell into the trunk. Something that was sealed up underneath the lid's papering. It's a key. It's... Can it be... the key to the basement?
The key to the basement. This is it. It's the reason I've been... It's what this house has been leading me to. The key to the basement. Oh, God. The heart of the house. My way out. Music from inside. The same melody I've been hearing. This has to be it. There must be an answer down there. Oh, Liliana, I'm coming. I'm coming home.
It's finished now. This is probably finished.
From Violet Hour Media and E3W Productions, In Another Room. Created and written by Aaron Keeling, Austin Keeling, and Natalie Jones. Directed by Aaron and Austin Keeling. Sound designed and mixed by CJ Drummiller. Music by Nathan Matthew David and Jeremy Lamb, with additional music by CJ Drummiller. Produced by E3W Productions and executive produced by Cassie Josephove. Starring Carrie Weider as Wendy Morrow, Christine Weatherup as Anne, Dan Dorff as Gregory, Monique Thomas as Laura, Daniel Van Thomas as Adam, Adrian Levette as Anne's mother, and Jim Karinke as Frank Smith.
Nowadays, trends and news cycles change faster than we can blink. But there are some things that withstand the test of time. And if you're looking for a connection to something timeless, and maybe also a glimpse of life at a slower pace, I believe everyone can relate to the very human experiences explored in Jane Austen's novels. And that's where I come in. My name is Alison Larkin. I'm a writer, comedian, and narrator and host of The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin. I spent a lot of my childhood in the part of England where Jane Austen lived and wrote, and now that I live in the States, nothing gives me a sense of homecoming quite like narrating her books. On this show, you'll listen to award-winning narration. I'll give myself a pat on the back for that, as well as conversations with actors, writers, and other fascinating people who all share a passionate love for Jane Austen. So please, join me as we embark on a wonderful journey through Jane Austen's work. Be sure to listen and subscribe to The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin, wherever you get your podcasts.